With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Willette. Montana counties have sent ballots for the June 2nd primary to every single active voter across the state. Elections administrators have embraced the so-called all-mail election because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kevin Trevelyan asked various county officials how they're handling the abrupt shift, and he shares his reporting with me, Nikki Willette. Kevin, who made the call to go to an all-mail primary?
Well, Nikki, Governor Steve Bullock used emergency powers in late March, allowing counties to decide whether they want to conduct an all-mail primary. Since then, every single one of Montana's 56 counties chose to go that route. County officials say it was an obvious choice to limit the spread of COVID-19. Here's Brett Rutherford, Yellowstone County's elections administrator.
So it was kind of a no-brainer for Yellowstone County. The fact that you would have to recruit and staff large polling places with 200 and some judges during a pandemic, it's just not optimal to put people in one spot together like that. So it was an easy decision for us.
How will this all-mail election actually work?
Well, ballots must be returned to county elections offices by 8 p.m. on Election Day, June 2nd. Return postage is included with each ballot, so it won't cost voters anything to mail those envelopes. Almost 600,000 ballots were mailed May 8th, so most active voters should have theirs by now. They can check the Secretary of State's My Voter page to make sure their address is current in case they haven't received anything. Envelopes include three ballots, one each for the Green, Republican, and Democratic parties, but voters can only fill out and return one. They also need to remember to sign the outside of their envelopes before returning them, otherwise those votes won't be counted.
Is this truly all mail?
Most of the counties I reached out to offer locations for voters to drop ballots off as well. County offices will be open for Election Day drop-offs too, though officials are urging voters to come in earlier to avoid crowding. Also, some counties are operating satellite voting offices on Native American reservations several days per week for voter registration and ballot drop-off. Bighorn County Elections Administrator Dulcie Bear Don't Walk says the satellite offices help rural residents avoid lengthy drives to the county elections office.
Our county is extremely large in landmass and very spread out communities. So for us, the satellite office allows people to be able to come in and cast their ballot ahead of time, especially if they're from, you know, over an hour out.
How are counties preparing for this all-mail election?
It's been a challenge for some officials. Bighorn County doesn't have high absentee votership, so they needed to hire three election judges and increase staff hours to stuff all the extra ballot envelopes in time. For many other counties, the all-mail primary isn't so large a shift from normal operations. For example, 94% of Gallatin County residents already voted absentee during the 2018 primary, so their infrastructure is already in place for the upcoming contest. The bigger difficulty has been staying safe amid COVID-19. Bighorn County ordered, quote, infection protection kits for staff.
What's an infection protection kit?
It's basically an industrial-sized package of wipes, masks, and gloves. Also, Missoula County Elections Administrator Bradley Siemens says they've actually relocated their office in response to the coronavirus.
In our new building, we were fortunate enough to have areas where we could set up two staff to a room and help spread them out. We staggered our times when people came in, and we helped make sure that, you know, no communal potlucks, no big gatherings like that, like we normally like to do for our workers. It was really about making sure that they had an individual space where they could work.
Kevin, what kind of financial impacts are you hearing about moving this election to the mailbox?
Well, most counties say they actually save money voting by mail. Brett Rutherford with Yellowstone County says traditional polling place elections cost about $1.50 per voter, whereas all-mail elections typically cost about $1 per voter. Rutherford says that's because counties don't have to operate polling places or hire as many election judges with all-mail elections. The state is also reimbursing counties on ballot return postage.
What about voter turnout?
There's evidence that mail voting increases it. Most county officials I spoke with expect just that with the upcoming primary. Here's Rutherford again.
It's hard to say, but I wouldn't be surprised if at this primary is probably in the top, you know, four or five as far as turnout all time.
Based on what you're hearing, can we expect more mail voting in the future?
Possibly. Wendy Underhill, an elections expert with the National Conference of State Legislatures, told me that voting by mail is really taking off in certain states. Washington, Colorado, and Utah have all begun voting exclusively by mail in the last decade. Underhill says the upcoming primary could be a sort of case study for Montana, which also has high mail votership.
So I think we could even argue that by doing it for the primary, Montana will have some up close and personal experience from which to judge whether they want to continue using mail voting into the future.
Last week, California became the first state to announce an all-male general election in November due to COVID-19. We'll see whether Montana makes a similar move.
Interesting. Anything else that Montana voters should know?
County officials recommend that any ballot returned by mail be sent by May 26th to ensure it arrives in time for counting by June 2nd.
So May 26th. Kevin, thanks so much for bringing this information to us.
No problem.
That was Kevin Trevelin sharing his reporting with me, Nikki Ouellette. Kevin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Statehouse reporter.